Hello everybody and welcome to the Across the Stages podcast, brought to you by Absolute Motorsport Radio and also available on Absolute Motorsport TV. I'm James Casey and today I'm going to be talking about Rally Argentina and also the Pirelli International Rally here in the UK. You might have noticed that things are a little bit different this time out. Unfortunately, Josh is not around at the moment, so I'm recording this episode by myself, and obviously it's been a month pretty much since the last event in Corsica, so it's been a long old wait, but we've got a few events now coming up in the WRC with Argentina, and then in 2 weeks' time we've got the first ever Rally Chile, so plenty of action coming up in the next few weeks in the World Championship. And then later on the episode I'll get on to the British Rally Championship. Round 3 in Carlisle is taking place on Saturday, so I'll quickly run you through that event as well. In the WRC, of course, our championship leader at the moment is Thierry Neuville. That win in Corsica at the expense of Elvin Evans due to a puncture on the final stage. He now leads the championship by 2 points over Sebastien Ogier. And you would say that this was unexpected for Neuville. The Hyundai hasn't quite had the pace of the Citroen and definitely not of the Toyota. So to see him at the top of the championship, even after only 4 rounds, is a surprise. They said that there's going to be an upgrade after the break, which will be Finland, with 6 rounds to go. So he's still got another 4 rounds until that upgrade comes at Hyundai. But if he can carry on doing the job that he's doing at the moment, he's definitely going to keep himself in contention for the championship, which early on did look like it was going to be a showdown, really, between Sebastien Ogier and Oit Tanak. But Neuville has managed to show his class, which we know he has, to keep himself in that fight so far. But it's going to be such a tricky weekend for him if it's dry this weekend, because opening the road is going to be really, really tricky. We have seen a little bit of rain during the days of the recce, so it might be a little bit damp, even if it's dry from now on. And that could, of course, help him, but it does have to be really, really nice and damp on the ground for it to be of any benefit to him. If it's not, then he's going to struggle with road position. Leading is going to be tricky for him to get into the top five. I mean, he can give it a go, but it is going to be tricky for him. Such is the competitiveness now of the WRC. It's really, really tricky, unless you're Oit Tanak, I'd say, to get into the top five from opening the road. Such is the advantage, really, that Tanak has in that Toyota. For everyone else, it's a lot trickier, as Ogier kind of proved in Sweden when he was opening the road and had a bit of a tough time of it. And even Tanak, actually, in Mexico on that day one, was quite a long way off, but managed to work his way back through very well in the last couple of days. So we'll see what Neuville could do, but I think top five would be a good target for him. It's very, very close to the championship. He's only got 2 points on Ogier and 5 points on Tanak, so he's got to keep scoring points. He can't kind of push really hard and throw it down the road trying to make a crazy result. I think he's got to kind of accept that this weekend's going to be a bit tough for him. He may drop down to third in the championship, and then Chile, he'll have a much better road position there. We will see that. He could, if there's misfortune, of course, for Ogier and Tanak, he could still come out of here with the championship. It could even be extended. You never know with the WRC. But you would think on paper, it's going to be a tough event for him, and it's going to be damage limitation. He's going to be hoping for rain, and then we will see. Then everything is changed, because it's an advantage running at the front. Sebastien Ogier, of course, second on the road, but I think Tanak is going to be our favourite from third on the road. That should suit him very, very nicely. A couple of cars going before him should put him in good stead for a result here. Of course, dominated his first win with Toyota here last season. So he'll be looking to repeat that and regain the championship lead. Definitely this year is on paper Tanak's year, and these are the kind of events that he's got to win, basically, if he's going to carry on doing that, because Ogier and Neuville have so much class. We know Tanak has that as well, of course, but it just means that he really can't slip up. This has kind of got to be the event that he's looking at to take another win. Obviously, of course, he won in Sweden in good fashion. His teammates didn't have a great event last time out, did Chris Meek and Jari Matti Latvala, but I think that those guys could be up there this time out. As we said about last season, with the Toyota working really nicely there, be good to see those guys bouncing back after a tough event. Of course, Chris Meek has had a good season so far, so we'll kind of wait and see, but Jari Matti Latvala really hasn't had a good year so far. This is 200th event in the WRC this time around, and he'll be looking to kind of stop the trend of these events of significance being bad for him. I think his 100th rally was bad, his 150th rally was bad, Sweden was bad when he broke the record for the most number of WRC starts. So he'll be hoping that his 200th bucks that trend completely. As I said about Ogier, don't know what to expect from him. As I kind of say, second on the road isn't going to be great for him, so I don't think he'll be able to challenge Tanak in normal conditions. But he'll be there, you would imagine, around about the podium if he has a good event. But Argentina, actually, having said that, hasn't been good to him in the past. I don't think he's ever won in Argentina. So, maybe he won't have a great event. But Ogier, you can always rely on to perform when it really matters. So, I suppose, with the championship being so close at the moment, he's going to know that every point counts, and maybe he can come back and take a first Argentina win, but I kind of more think that he's going to be aiming for the podium for himself. His teammate, Espekelapi, hasn't had a very good season so far. That one standout performance in Sweden was really good, but since then, Mexico and Corsica weren't very good, and of course, Monty wasn't great either. So, yeah, I think he's going to be hoping to really put in a strong performance this time out and show what he's got in that C3. I didn't mention Neuville's teammates, did I? Of course, Danny Sordo and Andreas Mikkelsen. Two important events for those guys coming up, because that will kind of shape how this season works out for Hyundai. They're currently leading the championship, but you would think Toyota are going to come strong at some point. At the moment, actually, Citroën is second in the Manufacturers' Championship. 102 points to Toyota's 98. And Hyundai doing very well on 114 at the moment. But I think those guys have got to perform. Obviously, Mikkelsen was benched in Corsica. He's back this time out, so it's an important event for himself as well to get back into the rhythm. But important, he gets good points. And we won't be seeing Sordo in Chile. He's just in here in Argentina, and then Loeb will be back for Rally Chile. So, again, he'll be wanting to make the most of this event before sitting out Chile with a good result. And then finally, so we mentioned three of the teams. Then there's M Sport, and they really came good in Corsica. They showed good speed in Sweden, definitely, and in Mexico as well, where Elvin Evans was on the podium. But Corsica was a really good event for them. Timo Sunderland fifth, despite it being his first event there in a WRC car. And Elvin Evans so close to taking the victory, but in the end, the puncture costing him the win and ending up in third. So they've really come good at M Sport, and it'll be really nice to see them continue that momentum in Argentina. That season for those guys looks really encouraging, actually, after we kind of thought M Sport this season might be sort of making up the numbers, but we shouldn't have underestimated them whatsoever, because we know that they had a really good car, and if anything, that car's got even better this season, and Evans and Sunderland are now performing at a really nice level, so we'll see what they can do in Argentina. I don't think that they'll be fighting necessarily for the win, but you never know. You never know. That car definitely has a lot of potential. Right, let's talk about WRC2 for a second, because things are looking a little bit more encouraging in that class. Last time, in Mexico, we only had one WRC2 Pro car In Corsica, we had two WRC2 Pro cars, and we're up to three now for Argentina, which looks a little bit better. Gus Greensmith and Mads Osberg, they're both back, having came out in that championship in Sweden. Interesting to see how those guys get on, having both won one event apiece so far. And interesting to see how that Citroën C3R5 has developed since Sweden. Osberg, of course, took the win, but wasn't happy with how that car was performing. So it'd be interesting to see what he's done with the car to improve it and see if he can take on Greensmith this time out. And then our third car is Marco Bulika-Wilkinson, who did a really, really good job in Mexico in the standard WRC2 class, fighting with Benito Guerra for the victory. And he's been rewarded with a promotion to WRC2 Pro with the Skoda team, of course, driving that Fabia R5 once again. And that's a really good opportunity for him, and a bit of factory support to hopefully pick up some good points and show his potential, because he's a really young lad. I think he's 17, 18 years old, and the job that he did in Mexico was really, really impressive. So we'll see. And he's got a couple of events as well. He'll be at Rally Chile as well in the WRC2 Pro alongside Cali Rovanperä for that event, but Rovanperä isn't here in Argentina. So things are looking a little bit more encouraging in the WRC2 Pro category after a few very quiet rounds where we've only seen one or two cars. Normal WRC2, Benito Guerra, after winning in Mexico, he's back again for the next South American, sorry, Mexico isn't in South America, for this South American event. And the Heller brothers again here with Alberto and Pedro Heller. Those guys always doing these kind of events in the Americas. And then we've also got a couple of European drivers as well, or drivers, sorry, from European teams. Kaitan Kaitanovic, who had a good event in Corsica in the Polo R5. And then Takamoto Katsuta as well, the Toyota young driver there, making the trip out to Argentina. And then also Paolo Nubre, who we don't see too much of in the championship, but again, he's one of these drivers that likes to do the Americas events. So those guys are all going to be here in Argentina and in Chile. There's lots of Chilean R5 drivers in WRC2 in Rally Chile, but for this one, it's kind of our regular Americas faces plus a few more, which is good to see. From that, it's going to be interesting to see. Guerra obviously won in Mexico, good confidence at the moment, knows this event very well. But then Kaitanovic, we know, is a really strong driver, and Katsuta can put in good performances on his day as well. So WRC2 could be really interesting in terms of that fight. Overall, what have we got? Not too many entrants in Argentina, which is a little bit disappointing to see, but Rally Chile has a cracking entry list coming up, but of course we'll talk about that ahead of that event. But yeah, really, really good to see that entry list looking good, but unfortunately that's kind of everyone. I've gone through every single driver that's going to be here in terms of FIA entered here in Argentina. Right, let's move on now to the event in Carlisle, from Argentina's Carlisle now, in the British Rally Championship, round three of the season. And this is going to be a little bit different, this one, because we've got a few names in there that maybe we didn't expect to see in the British Rally Championship this season. Rhys Yates is back in the championship. Of course, he did Monte Carlo in Sweden in the World Championship in WRC2, but hasn't done an event since then, and will be coming back in Portugal. So he wants to get himself back up to speed on the gravel, and he thinks that doing the Pirelli International Rally here in Carlisle is going to be a good opportunity for him to get back up to speed in his Fabia R5. And of course, someone who's been in the British Rally Championship for a number of years, so he knows the events, and I think he'll be straight up to pace with those guys. Matt Edwards, Tom Cave, David Bogie are our kind of three that we're looking out for the championship. They're going to be there the whole season and fighting it out for the crown. We'll see how Yates does compared to those guys. Of course, Edwards won in Cambria, but Tom Cave managed to overhaul him in West Cork in round two of the season to take a really, really good win that was for Tom Cave and put himself back in the championship after DNFing he did in Cambria. This event is not quite as well entered. I think we got about 10 R5 cars and 8 of them are entered for BRC1. We've had just over 10 in the two events so far. But this event has been on the championship before. Whereas Cambria, it was the first year I think it had been on the British Rally Championship. And it was really popular beforehand. So adding that in, just you knew there were going to be lots of entrants. And West Cork being a round of both the Irish Tarmac Championship and the British Rally Championship got a lot of people interest in that event. This one is still a solid entry, but yeah, we weren't kind of expecting to see over 10 entrants, so I think that's a pretty good job. And within those 10 R5 cars, one that isn't entered for BRC points but will be at the event is Jari Huttunen, which is interesting to see. I think he's doing something similar to Yates in that his last event in the WRC2 was Sweden. And now he's just getting ready for the gravel season when that gets back to Europe by getting himself ready. And interestingly, for people who follow WRC2, you would have known that he was in a Skoda Fabia R5 in Sweden. And it looked like his days at Hyundai were numbered. It looked like Hyundai had pulled the plug on the R5 program, and that as a development driver, Huttunen was kind of have to do his own thing in other cars to prove himself. But it does look now like Hyundai are kind of coming back towards it, because he's going to be at this event in a Hyundai R5. And the entrant as well is Hyundai Motorsport. So looks like they are keeping their faith with Huttunen, which is good to see. His performance in Sweden was fantastic in WRC2. Despite the fact he DNF'd at the end, it was still a really solid performance. And of course he won one stage. He won a stage. Did Huttunen overall in Sweden, which really proved that he's got talent. So I'm glad to see that Hyundai have brought him back, and it'll be interesting to see how he goes at this event. I think he'll be right up there. Obviously he's done Wales Rally GB before, so kind of similar characteristics we can expect on this rally. So I think he'll be right on the pace for the overall rally victory. We will see, basically. But it's good to see our three championship contenders and then two guys who have world championship experience and kind of on the go in that championship as well, coming down to Carlisle for the event. And then also the British juniors, plenty of entrants once again in this. This is looking really good, the British junior championship so far this season. And really, really competitive. A lot of the drivers have got the pace to challenge. At the front, James Wilson was our winner in the first rally, and Josh McErlean won in West Cork. But also William Creighton showed good pace, James Williams showed good pace, and Jordan Hone as well showed good pace. And there's been a few drivers swapping between cars, just trying to find what car suits them best out of the R2 cars. So could see more contenders coming into that. But that looks really good, the Junior Championship at the moment. I think there's a lot of good British and Irish drivers coming through at the moment, and it's nice to see they're all competitive in this class. Anyway, so that has covered Rally Argentina and also the Pirelli International Rally of the British Rally Championship. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back, me and Josh, to review both of these events after they've taken place. So yeah, look forward to seeing you then. Thank you very much for listening today. Goodbye.